do this thing.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss the week in Apple, and we would have had an enormous panel with like 25 people on it, except the Americans haven't realised that we didn't change daylight savings time, so none of them are here. Plus, Jeff accepted, and he said that he didn't accept, but he did. I've got proof he did as well. I'm going to keep it for future reference next time he pisses me off. So we're down to three now, and we've had to rope Mueller in as well. And there's loads of decent Apple news this week as well, which is a bit of a shit, so never mind. But we've got a really positive note, and the really positive note is that top left joining us for the first time, new girl on the podcast, Hawa Abashia.
Hello.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Good. Phew. How are you doing, mate?
I'm all right.
Long time listener.
Yes.
Long time lurker.
Yes, definitely a lurker.
Yeah. And then you decided you want to come on?
Yeah.
That's awesome, mate. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Have you got any female friends that want to come on as well? Because we do lack the ladies.
One or two, possibly.
Right, okay. Mm,
yeah.
So that's brilliant.
All the single men on the panel are all going, yeah.
One's married, so sorry, guys.
No. All the single men on the panel are going, I'm going to have to wash my underpants now and get the cheetah stains out of them. Now, you're a Doctor Who geek.
I am.
And a geek.
Yes, I am a geek.
Good on you, mate. Well, you raised a good point, because we haven't got a Doctor Who room in the Slack room.
No, you don't.
And we probably should have one, because there's enough people in there who geek out on Doctor Who, so.
Hell yes.
Even Patrice is a Doctor Who geek.
That's you and Patrice sorted then.
Can we just call it sci-fi? A sci-fi one?
Yeah, you can call it a sci-fi one. I'm happy with that.
Then you got Star Trek as well.
Yeah, we could put Forbidden Planet stuff in there and other current stuff.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent, mate. Well, so glad to have you here. Thank you for coming along. And you might introduce a bit of decorum.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Best of luck with that one. Next to Howard, it's the coffin boy.
Oh, sorry, it's me.
Yeah, roped into it at the last minute. Do apologise, mate. I hope you're okay and well upon your Apple stuff.
Yeah. Muller biker. Well, you know me. Always keen to say good things about Apple.
Yeah.
No. You'll say good things because you just bought something new, but if you're slagging Apple off, then it's because you're about to buy something from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I did fix that other one, but it was the battery conked out after 50%, and it doesn't seem to be reporting the charge properly. I don't know why, but...
Because you fixed it.
I've done a battery replacement before. I might have to just send the battery back and get another one. I got this one now, so the other one I can just use on battery. As long as the battery works, the laptop will work, won't it?
Excellent. So, theory.
I've had the batteries break before on Macs, and once the battery goes, they just kernel panic and die.
Right.
So you just can't use them till you replace the battery.
Okay. Mm. Well, you will do. You'll be fine. Next to him is Patrice. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, doing very well. I like finally am settled in my new house and everything. Yeah. As you can see, new background, new digs.
And have you got the whole day off today, or are you just working from home?
Part of it. I already had like two meetings in the morning. Like I started at 6.
Oh, good. So,
but now I have like the entire rest of the day off.
Excellent, mate. And you're coming on big as well, later.
Yes.
Chen can't come for a curry with us. Come for a virtual curry with us. Get a curry going.
Oh, I will do that. Oh, yeah. We'll
Skype you while we're in the curry house.
Then we can just eat it together virtually.
Is Pity Concourse still not running? He could get on it. Yeah.
And last but by no means least, the man himself, Grinny Boy, is back.
Hello, old chap.
It's serendipitous that you are here, my friend.
Is it?
Yes, because are you aware of what this is the anniversary of?
It's 30 years something or other, isn't it?
No,
and I've got the last episode of the British Mac Show.
Oh, Patrice. Oh, no, no, no. No, it's not that at all, Greeny. I have a calendar entry here, right, for the 15th of March, and I deliberately put this in, and it said, on this day, Greeny predicted that progressive web apps would take over the world in 1 year. So on the 15th of March, I'm guessing it was on a big show because I think that was a Thursday. On the 15th of March 2018, you predicted that within 1 year, progressive web apps would take over the world.
Was I correct?
I don't know.
Nope.
On the basis that I haven't heard anyone talking about progressive web apps since, I'm guessing no.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I got some news.
Don't say not yet, because he'll believe he's right. You've got some news, Greeny. Go on then.
Yeah, I got some news. Elmerg, the London Mac User Group, we're looking for a committee member.
Oh, Christ, this fills me with fear, but go ahead.
So I put myself forward, and I've been presented to the committee.
You are having a laugh. Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You live in Shropshire, though. You never go to London.
I'm there. Yeah, I know. I wasn't, but now I am. So I thought, well, okay, I'll put myself forward, and there's a sinister quiet. That's all I'm going to say from the committee at the moment. It's until they think, oh, okay, actually, you know, this is Will Green.
Are you thinking it's shock and awe? Or are you thinking it's outright fear?
No, I'm going to go for shock and awe. And I think they're so incredibly excited about the prospect of my fat face at their meetings. I don't even know what it means. What does it mean if I'm a member of the committee? What do I have to do? Do I get a T-shirt?
I should have asked that before.
I attend meetings. Just saying.
And get one of them, and get one of them bells, ding, 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 order.
Yeah, no, they don't tend to want it right the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Club, mate. It's not.
You have to take notes.
Oh,
minutes.
There's a good point, actually. I always made a good point there, mate. Which position did you apply for? Because if it's chairman or something like that, then you can do sod all, and you could probably be missing and they won't notice. But if you're secretary, then you're really shagged, because that means you got to be organised.
No, I'm not secretary. I'm committee member, whatever. That part, I'm so definitely not secretary or president, whatever, even though I think I should be president.
No, I think the word you were looking for there is present.
If I'm truthful, I'd been out with a few beers with a few mates and I was slightly pissed and I thought, oh, okay, I'll give this a go. There was an opening for a committee member, so I've applied and they put myself forward. So, if you're in the London area, you soon will have, possibly a new leader, a new visionary. Steve Jobs of Elmerg will be there.
I'm sure people will come flocking. I bet they would. How would you go to join the London Mac User Group if you knew Will was chairman?
Didn't even know it existed, but hey.
Yeah, no, the London Mac User... No, actually, seriously, the London Mac User Group is excellent. Martin Kelly's on it, who was here last week, actually, on observing the riotous behaviour. And there's loads of people there as well. Some lovely, lovely people at the London Mac User Group, definitely. So you should get yourself along. And they meet at the James something pub at Marylebone, and it's right next to what's it called? Oh, come on. Someone, the chat room, can you find out for us? It's the, bloody hell. No, they don't.
Was it St. James?
They move. Something? No.
Sir John Balcombe.
John Balcombe, there we go. I knew there was a J in it. The Sir John Balcombe pub, which is just around the corner from Marylebone Station. So.
All right. Well, I can go and spy on Greeny if you want.
Do it.
Yeah,
report
come on,
back, mate.
It'd be lovely to meet you.
Secret
in person.
Secret camera. Get one of those cameras in your glasses. That's just.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on some sort of uniform or some sort of ceremonial dress. I was thinking a sash.
I'd go with getting elected first, dude.
No. If I big it up now, then I'm bound to be elected. To be honest, I don't think anybody else wants to do the job, so I'm bound to get it.
I'm sure.
Doesn't that say something, though? Nobody else wants to do the job.
I tell you what, it's because they can't see the vision. They cannot see.
Mate, at the point that someone sees the world the way you do, they're close to being committed.
You'll have to sit on the stage with your pipe and slippers and look at everyone.
And a fez.
And a fez.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm looking forward to it.
Meeting one, you can propose a Sons of the Desert style hat. Deepan's nailed it, mate. Will can provide a special watch for each committee member. and size 9 shoes.
I've still got a few left over. It's it's my nephew's birthday, and I sort of thought, what shall I buy him?
You didn't buy him a watch.
So all I'm saying, he's got, you know, he's got a real treat in store for it for his birthday. He's 22. So if you listen to this,
there you go, nephew. There's a watch and a pair of size 9 boots. I know you're only a size 3, but you'll grow into them. I'm thinking of the future.
He's 22, so, and he's taller than I am. It's good. It's good. It's good.
Size 9 boots, what every 22-year-old wants.
So if there's any Elmwood listeners, then vote for Will or vote for Greenie.
Yeah, no, they all listen to this show, mate. They're all listening to this show.
Well, they need to vote for me, because I will add some decorum to meetings.
You think the committee's going to let this get to a vote?
Especially now.
I've already been proposed, so they're going to vote on me.
Mate, Boaty McBoatface had more chance.
Is it a secret vote? Is it one black ball in the bag?
No, I don't think they have to do that.
Mate, there won't be...
it's going to be unanimous.
The bag will be passed around, there'll be nothing but black balls in the bag.
Dave, I'll be there, mate. You wait. My special custom-made uniform with sash. I'm going to be there. And then all will have to sort of bow before me as they will. See, the thing is, that's what they're missing. They're missing sort of ceremonial sort of acts as they walk in. They need to bow and do that. The whole sort of, what do they call them? What are those idiots called? The Masons. They need to get a bit of masonry going.
If there's any Masons listening, the views of Will Green are entirely his own.
So there it is. So you wait. If the next Elmug, I'll announce when I know when it is. If they ever contact me. They haven't contacted me yet.
Right.
But I live in home.
I had loads of stories. We're not going to get time now because he's got to go in another half hour. Apple drops privacy matters in humorous new iPhone ad. And I've got to say, I'll put it in and play it here, but I was quite impressed by it.
Yeah, it's a really good ad.
It's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
But so they're saying that iPhone is privacy, plain and simple.
Yeah, which I mean has been Apple's message for years now.
I love the girl when she eats the paper.
Yeah,
this teacher goes, "Let me see that." She just shoves it straight in the cob.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I mean, we've all been there, like at the restaurant, like stopping a conversation when the waiter comes or waitress comes in. We've all been there.
Yeah, it should matter. If your life is on your phone, is what they're saying. So privacy, .. That's iPhone.
I also like the Apple logo with the lock. That was really
neat. That was good. Yeah. I mean, we can't. I just thought we'd mention that because it was a good advert. I don't want a huge discussion.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't want a huge discussion about privacy. We're not set up for that, especially with Green here.
I've got nothing to hide.
Sure. Yeah, no, it is an important topic.
It's a nice app.
Apple has been talking about it for years.
What might be a meteor story by some distance is the war that is going on between Spotify and Apple.
War going on?
Oh, mate, where have you been?
Yeah, working.
So Apple says, so Spotify's come out and said that Apple are a bunch of bastards the way that they run the closed shop in the App Store. And then Apple have come back and gone and said, no, you're the bunch of bastards. Well, I think actually what they said was misleading rhetoric. I may be misquoting there. They're saying that Spotify has grown its business on the back of the App Store and now they don't want to take part in the ecosystem. In other words, they don't want to pay the marketplace. It says they're not making any contributions to the marketplace whatsoever. And Apple summed up, what Spotify is demanding is something very different. After using the App Store for years to dramatically grow their business, Spotify seeks to keep all of the benefits of the App Store ecosystem, including the substantial revenue that they draw from the App Store customers, without making any contribution to that marketplace. At the same time, they distribute the music you love while making ever smaller contributions to their artists. Apple are on thin ground there a little bit. Musicians, songwriters who create it, even going so far as to take these creators to court. Spotify has every right to determine their own business model, but we feel an obligation to respond when Spotify wraps its financial motivations in misleading rhetoric about who we are.
I can see both sides, honestly. I mean, I can see Apple's perspective. I mean, it is definitely true to some extent that Spotify grew their business on the back of the success of the iPhone. And let's face it, Apple basically created the app ecosystem. At this point, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's more Android, or it's definitely a big chunk of Android versus the iPhone. But it definitely benefited from the ecosystem. The same thing, I always say, the same thing would be true if you went to, I don't know, Walmart or Sainsbury's in the UK. The shelf space is not free. Like, you have to pay for it. And I think the same should be true to some extent on the App Store. You can argue, and that's, I think, what Spotify's perspective is, whether what they're paying and what they're getting for it is, like, on balance. And maybe they should be paying this. But that's, I think Apple has, from my perspective, definitely a point that if they are providing the software, the marketplace, everything basically, and Spotify can build on top of it and benefit from it, then they should be contributing.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
I've just Googled how much do Apple pay per stream. And in 2017, there's a report published by Digital Music News, and they said they paid between... So there's a figure here. $0.006 per play and $0.0084 per play.
Yeah. Which is still, from what I know, above what others are paying. But it's not much. I mean, it's the volume that makes it there. It's simply based on the fact that people, if they can basically have an all-access free music pass, they're just going to use it more. They're going to use it all day, every day, like 24 hours almost. And that seems to be working.
I do apologize. I've just quoted Spotify pays 0.006 to 0.84 per stream.
What, to the musicians?
Rights, to the rights holder of the songs, yeah.
Not even the musicians. It goes to the rights holders first, and then the musicians
get... Then the musicians get a smaller cut of that.
Yeah. So the...
Ooh.
It's going to Sony or Warner Music or whoever it is that's the person that's released the record and registered it in the App Store, and then they do the money. I don't think they pay direct.
Yeah, so if that is true, then who are they to talk?
Well, they'll get even less, won't they? Because according to some of the other stuff I've found on here, is that Apple want to charge them 30% of their revenue. So they're going to have even less money for the artists then.
Wait a second. I mean, what Spotify pays to the rights holders is fixed, no matter how, like, what the chunk of the customer side revenue is that Apple takes. I'm pretty sure it's not 30%. I'm pretty sure Spotify, just like Amazon and all the other big guys, is only paying 15% or maybe even less. We don't know.
No, I've got it on. I've looked on their time to play fair. I could put the link in if you want. They're saying they have to pay 30%, and that's why they're having to put their prices up.
Well, Apple has a general rule that if you're subscribed for more than a year using the App Store, and no matter who you are, like small Patrice versus big Spotify, you will only, like from basically the year and the first day onwards, you will only have to pay 15%. So I'm pretty sure, yes, it might be that they're paying 30% if you subscribe, but after a year, Apple only charges 15%.
So I'm looking at Digital Music News, and they said in, what's the date of this? December the 25th, 2018. We found Pandora had the highest payout per royalty value at $0.0182 per play. Independent artists would need around 87,500 plays to earn a monthly wage of $1,472. That's Jesus. YouTube had the worst per stream payout at naught. Wait for it. I don't know if I've got to be careful here. I'm dyslexic. I'm going to read too many noughts. $0.00074 per stream, which means that in order to make $1,472, they would need to have 1,989,189 plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's really shit.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And really I just clicked on the link that you posted. Be careful with that site. I mean, there's one thing in here. I mean, it's Spotify's view. Apple, I mean, it says Apple doesn't allow you to upgrade to Spotify Premium with ease. That is a choice of Spotify's, because you can do an upgrade. You can do a upgrade from free to premium in app. But that means you will have to pay Apple 15 or 30%, because then it has to go through Apple. If they don't want that, and you have to go through the browser or desktop, that is Spotify's choice, not Apple's fault.
So this article says historically Apple pays artists much better than Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we don't know probably for sure, because it might depend even on the label and on, like, it probably might change even.
But even then, on Apple's pay, which is $0.00783, you would need for a minimum wage, as in the US minimum monthly wage, would be 200,272 plays to get a minimum wage out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the number of subscribers that even Apple has, if you look at how many hours of a day people use it, I'm almost certain that at least the big artists are making bank no matter what.
So where's the content though, Patrice? Is that on Apple servers or is it on suppliers servers? No, for Apple.
At this point, I'm pretty sure they're using third parties to actually host it, but Apple's paying for it. Like, I mean, if they're using Amazon or Google,
so they're paying for the storage.
Yes,
and they're doing the play count. So the provider isn't doing the play count though.
No,
it's unverifiable.
Well, to some extent, yes, but that is true no matter what. Like, I mean, if you buy let's say you buy a CD at whatever music store, the music store is reporting that the CD was sold. To some extent, they could fake it. Like, I mean, it's easier to track because you as provider sold the CD to the music store, so you would know they have it, but whether they actually sold it or not, you don't know.
So here you go then.
It's a little bit different still, but to some extent, you have to trust.
Fun fact then, who pays artists the best? Come on. Who pays artists?
Any concert.
Deezer.
Best? No. Which of the music streaming services pays artists the best?
Deezer?
No. Good guess, but they're only fifth.
Idol?
No, they're second. Yeah. Good guess. You're going to love
this.
The person, the company that pays artists the best is Napster.
Napster?
Napster.
Wow. How times have changed.
Well, you see the serendipity of the fact that they started by stealing music in the first place.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still going.
Well, they might not. They were on the 25th of December last year.
It's It's good. I don't like the aggressive way that Apple are going after everything. So if I open up iTunes and I want to listen to a song, and so I type in the name of the song, whatever it is, it said, you know, they keep saying every time, do you want to listen to it on your library or iTunes Music? Join iTunes Music. I don't want to join iTunes Music. I've got all the music I want, thanks very much. And I don't like the way that they're sort of marketing, or not, well, I don't know, trying to force you down the iTunes Music thing. Yeah. And if anything, it pushes me the other way. I think, well, no, I'm not going to join your free trial or whatever.
I've heard that from other people that it's, I mean, I have Apple Music, so I can't tell, but I've heard it from other people that they're really annoying. Like, if you don't want it, they keep bugging you about it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. It's
that I think is bad.
Well, I did post I can't say the number because I can't say the phrase because I'll have to then edit and of course I don't edit but I did put in the other day because I was getting really heartily fed up of it is but Apple is desperate in nearly everything it does for an F off button. It just
yes,
do you know your Apple ID is being used on a new device? Yes, I just bloody did it. And that should be enough. I like the check, don't get me wrong, but then, oh, okay, well, we're going to send you a 6-digit code, otherwise you can't use this device that you've just enabled. You're like, what? I've just signed in with my password. You've just asked me, do you know it's me on a different device? And I went, yeah, I know it's me. And you still don't believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Just sod off. And I mean, Adam said you can disable two-factor authentication if you want, so you don't get that message. And it's like, I don't need to disable that. I just need to not have the same level of interference and influence on it. So.
I mean, from a security standpoint, I can totally understand why Apple is doing it. I just think they're probably not achieving the thing they want because people just get fed up with it.
Yeah, they don't.
And that's the opposite of what you want.
They don't want anyone famous having their private parts out on fappening.com again. That's what it's about.
And it has happened. I mean, that's something. I mean, we're in 2019. You have to acknowledge that has happened more than once. Username and password is not secure at this point. You need two-factor authentication or need something. It's just the way Apple is doing it, and like I said, as annoying as they are with it, there are better ways, and there are better and equally as secure ways. It's just they, for whatever reason, decided not to do that.
My mum can't shop at Sainsbury's anymore. She used to, she'd worked out how to do her shopping at Sainsbury's, and it was one of the best online systems. And they changed to Google's pictorial authentication system. She can't work it out anymore. And I've got to say, there's times I get that up, and it's like, click the three, click the shop fronts.
It's like, what
and
is
you're
it?
Like, okay, I'll click four of them, and it goes, no, do it again. All you're doing is improving Google's Street View algorithm.
Yes. Yeah. I've put that in place on my site simply because it is the only way how to secure it right now. I don't like it, but it's, as I said, unfortunately, I mean, that's
talk to Hobbs.
Bad people's fault. Like, I mean, I can't change it. I can either, like, have accounts compromised and get spam and everything and like a million bad things that happen and that do actually happen and have happened to me, or I can put that in place and prevent it at least for the time being. I mean, until someone figures out how to circumvent it.
Yeah.
That's unfortunately reality. That is definitely something like all entire industry has to figure out, like including Apple. Like, we need a better solution here.
Howard, do you love two-factor authentication?
I do.
You're sitting there all polite waiting for people to just leave a gap for you, mate. And it's not,
no, I'm not. I'm
no
listening.
Gentleman here, mate. No
when I have something to say, I'll say.
Just butt in, because otherwise Greeny will start.
I'll butt in. And he'll, no, I will butt in.
He'll be doing the hard sell on his seat for the L mug. Go on, Greeny. You were about to say something, mate. I'm sure.
Oh, I can't. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You've slept since
then. I totally agree with the... I'm working on a new website and a new British Mac website. And that's given me an idea. It'd be quite fun, wouldn't it, to do a mock-up of one of these. Click on click on all the arses or something that you can see in this picture.
That would be great.
There must be something fun.
You can do. Yeah. click up.
I'm sure you could find one.
Click on all the cracks.
Click on the watches.
Click on the watches, yes.
The watches, yeah.
Click on the images with watches in them.
And boots.
Spot on any genitalia, question mark?
Click on genitalia. Mm. Yeah,
I can tell you it is coming. Like, the second someone figures out the standard things, that's the next thing.
Okay.
Really?
Click on genitalia is coming. Okay. Apple announces WWDC 3rd of June at San Jose. Registration is open. Patrice, are you going this year?
I hope I can register. I have to get approval from my boss for like the budget, but I'm hoping that I can at least register, and then we'll see. I mean, I don't know because it's a lottery. So
someone's going to pay for you to go.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not paying for it myself. Okay. It's like $4,000. No.
We'll see.
I mean, as I said, and then, I mean, last year, two people from our company applied, like me and someone else, and I was the only one who got it.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, about 5,000-6,000 spots. Some of them are reserved for, like, certain groups, like women, for example, which makes sense. Like, Apple's trying to promote.
Yeah, to make sure there's an even spread. Yeah.
It's not just dues because it would be. But, I mean, there are, I'm guessing, at least, like, 50,000 people applying for it.
Really, Bryce?
Let's just change your name to Patricia.
you know what? Patrice is actually, like, it depends on the country whether it's female or male. So I could go
in. Yeah. So maybe that's why you got in.
Maybe that's why you got in, because you're the big girl.
No, they actually asked for the
male. Just say I'm trans as well, and you tick two boxes.
You'll tick all the boxes then.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Like, I mean, it was fun last year, but if I don't go this year, I mean, it would be sad, but I can always apply next year.
Just the WWDC ticket is £1,100, says Deep.
Roundabout. It's $1,600, roundabout.
Are you not going to AltConf, though, if you can't?
I doubt that my company would pay for that. Like, it's either WWDC or not.
It's like applying for South by Southwest. Yeah, you're honestly going for the tech. Yeah.
I guess if you're flying from the UK or Europe, I mean, what we're talking, the whole thing with hotels, flight, and admission, Patrice is talking at least £5,000, isn't he?
Yeah, Patrice can walk from where he is, though.
Mm-hmm. It will take me like a week or two.
A week? That's impressive. But enough about that, because that's in the future. What we are going to have, though, in another week's time is the keynote at the Steve Jobs Theatre, 10 a.m. 25th of March 2019. We will be trying to do a live show that night, so if you're around, come along and sit and have a watch. What's coming? What are we getting on the 25th of March, people? Progressive web app screening.
It's gonna be very, very much media based, I think, isn't it? It's showtime.
Well done, dude.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I'm there, you see.
New Apple TV.
Possibly. I'm guessing Elmer, vote for me, will be doing special events as well. So we'll know all about it. And I'm guessing the showtime must be Apple TV. They're taking on Netflix, aren't they? And
do you think there's going to be some gadgets, or do you think it's all going to be services?
I think it's going to be all services. I think it's going to be all about TV, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't expect any hardware, to be honest. I think it will be all services, and I'm pretty sure they won't even launch that day. I'm pretty sure this will be like, I think for Apple Music it was like end of June, and I'm guessing it will be the same thing here.
So are we getting a brand new Apple TV? Unit.
I don't think so.
They reckon do.
I don't see why.
They do reckon on Macworld. A mini Apple TV.
How the hell
could
it be smaller? That has been a request or a rumor for years, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the current Apple TV.
Well, it could be a TV.
I've got plenty wrong with it, because the frigging thing freezes constantly. I have to restart
that
it
might
each
be yours.
Morning. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Maybe it'd just be a stick, a HDMI stick like Amazon's.
The Fire Stick.
Yeah.
That's what the Roku stick are asking, but I doubt it. Especially given the latest announcements where they're now, like, or like, it was an announcement, CES, where they partnered with, like, TV manufacturers. I'm thinking that is their new solution, like, not even having a box and simply integrating their services into the TV.
Or, well, see, the thing that scares me is the fact that this is not going to have any hardware for the purpose of doing it and improving where we're currently at. And launching and just saying, we're making this TV show, this TV show, this, we've commissioned this, we've commissioned that. And it's just like, you haven't produced one single show yet that I've gone wow at. You know, you've got some seriously good people in there. You've got Octavia Spencer. What was the thing? We got J.J. Abrahams has signed up. You've got some really, really good high-flying people there that have got proper talent to them. But you haven't produced a single thing that I want to watch yet.
Well, maybe that's what they're going to announce.
That's what they're going to announce, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get some previews.
But here's my point. My point is, if you're going to announce that you're going to be seriously entering this market, you'd want to be like, you know, Netflix or HBO or something like that, where you've got a couple of series under your belt where people are like, wow, watch them. Yeah. And then you'd have a keynote thing, wouldn't you? Whereas this is just like, yeah, so what are we doing? Well, we had massive success with Planet of the Apps, and we're going to follow on with that with the car crash that is Carpool Karaoke. And oh, wow, wait till you see what we've got coming up based after those.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's not how that works. I mean, usually, I mean, you have to basically work, like, Planet of the Apps and... of that. I mean, that really doesn't count. This is launching a it's basically as if Netflix wasn't like out there at all, and they were coming out and saying, hey, we have a new service for you. That's it. Is that ignore everything else, because that's it is a completely new thing, and they're starting it now so that they can use the next couple of months to promote it, basically, until it actually launches. Like 3 months of promotion and like getting people excited and like probably slowly releasing content here and there, like trailers and stuff. And then it's coming in June, which is pretty common. I mean, if you look at the general like streaming and TV industry, like the HBOs and so on, that's how they do it. And I'm pretty sure Apple's going to follow that rule book to some extent.
There is rumors of an Apple News service as well. So this could be entirely content focused, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think at this point, it's more than just rumors. I mean, someone found the actual screens in iOS beta versions. So there's definitely something in the works. Whether it's going to be announced now or not, we will see. I think so, yes, because otherwise, why would they put it in the beta? Even if it's hidden.
10.2-inch iPad, but I don't see that. I think that's a really weird dimension as well.
What size is it? 10.2.
It's on Mac rumors. Oh, it's on Colton Mac actually. Well, how the hell did I go on Colton Mac?
Hey,
that's not funny.
Yeah.
Before we move on, because I'm always on top of my game when it comes to news. I got this Now TV thing, and that's a USB stick.
Yeah.
And it works amazingly well. So if the focus is going to be less on, I mean, why bother buying an Apple TV when Now TV give the sort of hardware device away for free? I mean, who's going to spend £200 on a little black box that does pretty much exactly the same as?
No, you get the app, so don't you?
Oh, well, right. Well, I haven't had one for years.
A lot of streaming services, I mean, at least here, are giving away Apple TVs. Like, I got one of my Apple TVs from DirecTV. Like, and all I had to do is basically pay 3 months worth of service, which was like $100. So I got either 3 months of service for free and paid for an Apple TV for $100, or I got the Apple TV for free and paid simply 3 months of service. Yeah, either way, I mean, no matter how you're seeing it, it was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's great. With this Now TV, for me, the catch-up stuff is great, isn't it? It's, you know, the BBC, Channel 4, everything else in the UK, you can just watch it on your television without having to mess around. It's really good. I mean, I know they're going to get you, because they always do somehow. An unexpected bill, you know. The only part I don't like about this new world we live in is the movies. I look at the movie channel and I think, oh, there's nothing here I really particularly want, because there's so nothing against Americans, but they're so American-centric. I'm looking for... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's the world we are in. I mean, it is American-centric.
Anyway, getting back to what I wanted to talk about.
No, it's pretty much about what I want to talk about.
10.2-inch iPad. And also iPad Mini 5, allegedly, and I can't see them producing an iPad Mini.
I've heard two rumors about actually the iPad. Like, they're not going to change the screen, the 9.5, what is it, 9.7-inch at all. Like, it's just a spec bump, like Neo CPU. If they do that, they will not announce it in the actual event. They will just have a press release right after. It's like, oh, by the way, here are the five things we released. I don't know, new Apple Watch bands, a new a spec bump iPad, I don't know, maybe even a MacBook spec bump.
And suggestion of AirPod 2 coming out here, which that's the one where it's kind of like, I can't see it because that's going to come with the phone. And then I thought, no, actually, because if this is Showtime and it's content, then you would use these for content distribution. So that I see why that would maybe, but I'd still think September.
And didn't they put, what was it, Bluetooth 5 in the new iPhones last year? I think they did. Right. So the hardware might already be there for the new AirPods.
Bob says he watches most of his TV now through his Apple TV. Same says Patrice, not forgetting that he can actually talk on the podcast. remember that Apple apps are now native on most of the TVs as well, so you don't need the hardware. Yeah. Well, tennis isn't. The games aren't.
No.
And Bob's put even more iPad models. I'm doubtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you'll have more iPad models.
Not going to happen.
Well, it would just replace the current models that we have.
No.
Mm-hmm. But I don't see it.
This is a great story. Corel Draw coming to the Mac.
Oh, my God.
Oh, awesome.
What?
Does that still exist?
Oh, not only does it exist, it comes in dark mode with touch bar support, Mrs.
Wow.
It's been absent from the Mac for 20 years, but it's coming back with Mac OS 10 Mojave. So this is the thing, right? I saw the story and I'm like, God, I can't remember the last time I used Corel. And then I thought to myself, I don't actually know if I've ever used Corel Draw. I don't think I have in 20 years.
I have.
I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
I must have.
That's exactly my point.
I must have
point.
Used it.
I must have. And I don't think I have. So.
It used to be shareware, didn't it? So you probably did and didn't pay for it.
Did it used to be shareware?
Yep.
Corel Draw was shareware.
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
I'm pretty sure it was. And then it came off shareware. I mean, this is when I first had my first computer. Mm. And I'm pretty sure a lot of these were all shareware.
Christ.
I remember it came with a scanner that I bought.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I think you're right, yeah. That's it. That's why I remember that, yeah.
It's great. It's a nice alternative. I use Photoshop at the moment, when you install it on a new Mac, I have to do some very special drag and drop bits and pieces to get it into install correctly, if you know what I mean. but it works all right.
Be careful you don't incriminate yourself there, Greeny.
But I'm not. I didn't actually say anything. I think it'd be nice to have a giant killer and an alternative. And I think CorelDRAW was that back in the day. And it's, I'm just looking up online now. They're talking about £30 compared to... the thing that
Well, no, Corel Draw used to be expensive. Or the Corel Suite used to be massively expensive as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't open source. Bion and Bian undertook the development to create a vector-based illustration program in 1989. The initial version was released, version 1.
Well, I'm looking forward to Serif coming to the Mac.
Serif.
That's the same as PageMaker.
Serif.
PageMaker.
Serif, you know, they were sold. You bought one, and then you got bombarded with emails for every 20 minutes, didn't you, for buy the next one or buy a different package.
Deep Pan's looking forward to Quark Express.
there's nothing wrong with Quark Express. I used to use it all the time.
And Bob Beach is saying, whatever happened to Shareware? Good point.
It's still, well,
it's, still, well, it's, they're free apps in the App Store, aren't they?
Yeah.
With, I mean, online
free
purchase.
Within a purchase is kind of the same thing.
Mm. I'm playing around at the moment with the Affinity suite of products. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had those. Nice. They've done some stuff.
And I mean, we at our, like, our UX team is using Sketch quite a bit.
Yeah.
So they're good alternatives at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I remember times where, like, I think Quark Express, Corel, and Photoshop were like the three big apps that you could use for this.
I've tried those. Talking about sort of alternatives or apps, I tried the was it SunStar Suite or something like that, or was it? Yeah, I'm fairly sure it was. And all that, and Lotus Smart Suite, and then they released sort of the open source stuff, and they said, well, why didn't you want to buy Microsoft Office or something like that? When you've got these free versions that are open source, because they're shite. That's why. And you're thinking, you know, I'm trying to earn a living here. If I'm using Smart Suite or Open Office or one of these other sort of clones, they're just shite. And you, I really, I mean, there's certain things. It's like you go to Aldi and buy Oxtail soup in this weird packet, or you can buy Heinz Oxtail soup.
You just had to bring that in, didn't you?
But either way, whether it's Heinz or not, it's not Howard's Oxtail soup, which has been made over a millennia.
Pressure cooker. That's all I'm going to say.
Pressure cooker.
Exactly.
Pressure cookers condense millennia into 10 minutes.
I'm fairly sure if you cut the tail off an ox, it would still be alive, wouldn't it? So is that how you do it? Is
which bit, of the tail or the ox? You didn't specify.
There's all sorts of things you could do with an ox and it'll stay alive.
Mate, just on the grounds you may incriminate yourself, I urge caution here, but go on.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of things you could do, isn't there? I mean, they do tongue, don't they? That'd keep it alive. Chop his balls off, of course. That would keep it alive.
Well, they'd give you a quiet night.
Sweet. You want them sweetbreads, maybe?
Yeah. I haven't got... So I live in a crappy sort of house here at the moment.
Greeny and a mouthful of balls.
Nobody's complained about the ox are keeping here, that I keep sort of cutting chunks off. It seems quite happy. There's a lot to be said about having an ox in your room. So you can, if you think about it, what if you got an
Are
ox,
you swapping right? its body parts for a watch?
You know, seriously, if you got an ox and put it in your room, you chop off its legs, you could eat it. I wouldn't kill it. Put it down.
Well, it depends how good a surgeon you are, clearly, because you'd have to seal the arteries afterwards. And it, when the blood started dripping too into the people below you, then you might have a few questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Greeny, you just go to your bushes, get 8 deer legs. But I always found them to be 2 deer.
Jesus Christ, Muller. I can't remember why I asked you on now. Is it possible to put Brexit negotiations into a pressure cooker, says Deep Fan? Apple Store, Apple's warning people that one of its stores in California has been getting fraudulent calls. People ringing up saying they're from the Glendale store and could they have some details to verify repairs, et cetera, et cetera, or whatever. It's a phishing scheme, but it looks like, and I'm only doing this as a warning, really more than a discussion, but if you do get a call from Apple saying they want some details from you about your device for the purposes of... repairs or details or something like that, then do be aware that this is a phishing scam that's taking place in the States at the moment. They might say they're from specific Apple stores, but they might not. But if you're specifically getting from the Glendale store at the moment, that's a known factor. But it looks like it pop up everywhere.
I had a call the other day from...
Go on, Grinny, you had a call from...
I had a call the other day saying we've noticed that there's a problem with your broadband and we'd like to take control of one of your computers to... for an hour or two to test the broadband status. Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll say yes to that. No problems at all. It's sometimes quite nice to keep these scammers going along.
Paul Wheatley, he had one of the guys on, and he, because the guy was saying, can you do this to your Windows? And he said, yeah, no problem. And it took the guy 10 minutes to work out that every time he said, can you open the Windows? Paul Wheatley actually physically opened a window in his house. And he said it was like 10 minutes before the guy cottoned on that he was taking the piss.
That's the best thing you can do, honestly, if you have time, because it wastes their time and then they can't call anybody else.
Yeah. Do your community service. Make the toss from Matt Keeper stay on the line. The next iPhone XS Max and possibly the XS will have a triple lens rear camera, and there's a mock-up.
I think we've discussed this in the past. I'm not sure why, but okay.
Well, so one's a zoom, one's a macro, and one's a normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you don't need three for stereoscopic vision and that kind of stuff for AI and AR rather and that kind of stuff, do you? So.
Yeah. I mean, it probably doesn't hurt to have that information. Like, I'm pretty sure if you have it, you can do something with AI, like a little bit faster or a little bit better. But you're right, it's not required. I mean, Google is doing a lot of things just with one lens.
Yeah. There we go. It's the end of that story then. iPhone 11 triple leak camera. Yeah, it's not a leak. It's a Photoshop mock-up, mate. It's the same way that Elon Musk says he's going to Mars. Just draw a picture and people believe you and you get 10 billion out of the government.
Yeah. And we've heard that over the last, I want to say, 2 or 3 months at least.
Yeah. Okay. Not happening. This podcast and all this is brought to you by TSO Hosts. We are very reliant on them. They have been absolutely fantastic at supporting us, and we would be struggling. Simple as that. We wouldn't have all of the depth of shows that we got. We wouldn't be able to host the bandwidth that we currently need and that kind of stuff. So please support them. And the way you support them is just really simple. Go out on Twitter, go out on social media and say thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. Now, there's great stuff that you can buy from them. BTN20 gets you 20% off your basket for hosting services. Which is fabulous. Thank you very much for that. But all they want from the BTN army is for you to take to social media and say thank you. That's it. Brand recognition. Nothing more. And it definitely works, because the only reason that Howard's here is because she did that. And I read a profile as in, oh, do you want to come on the show? See, that got you into loads of trouble, missus, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
You may live to regret that tweet.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah, but the good thing is at least you can get on the Elmwood committee.
Yeah.
Well, buy me a curry and you're there. Mind you, I'm not on there yet.
You're not. No, you're wielding power you haven't got there, Greeny. Hang on.
Yeah, exactly.
And thanks to Wirecast, they give us the software for doing all the switching. It's a great piece of software. If you've got a sports club or a church venue or something like that and you want to broadcast stuff, then it's an essential piece of software. Some fantastic stuff out there. And if you bought version 8, it's currently on version 12, and you're going, oh, well, I can't afford to do that. They've upgraded from, if you bought version 8, you've still got version 12 in your original purchase. So that's well worth having. And thanks to Hoyer as well, because Hoyer gave me my glasses. And I love my glasses. I've got them back now. The fat bloke they were fitted for has gone. And they fit me. So, superb. Love Hoyer. Right. Time for the cool things. Howard, did you know about the cool things? You're a listener, so you should have.
Yeah. Where do you want me to drop this? Because I can't access. Should I put it in the Slack room?
Yeah, put it in Slack, and I shall post it for you. There we go. Right. Now, tell us about your cool thing.
Right, it's called, I can access it now. It's an app called BeFocus.
Right.
Trying to get technical issues.
All right, mate. We didn't start till 25 past and you worry about a link.
So it is available on SetApp.
Oh, we love
it. Yes, I know you guys love SetApp. But if you're like me and you sometimes struggle with your time,
right,
and whether you actually are being a little bit productive, you start off with one thing and you're like, I'm only going to focus on this for now and then I need to move on to something else. And that never happens. This is actually quite good if you freelance. So I shall put in, I'll put in the setup link.
Is it look like the old Google Picasa symbol? Is that the one? Filter out distractions and stay on task.
Here, I'll put the link for you. I'll put the setup link in the Slack room.
It's orange.
Yes.
Yeah. It's recommended for me. Obviously, knows.
Oh, right. No, this is a different. Yeah. So there's a different one. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm currently trialing it on iOS. So you don't set up. I think you got to buy it separately if you do the iOS version.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. There is an iOS version. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah. So I'm currently trialing it on there. But what I found that's quite handy, which is different for some of the others, because you know when you press start. Whatever, to track your timing, you have to go in and press stop and then move on to the next task or whatever.
Yeah.
But with this, you just slide across to whatever task you want and it automatically stops tracking the other one and assumes that you are now on this new one.
Oh, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. I'll just show that on the video. So I'm showing the picture now. And that's all included in setup. And it's the pro version as well.
I think, the pro version is included in SetApp. I didn't check that. You might want to double check that. But, because I'm only using it on iOS at the moment.
Does it give you a bill, like an output report for billing and that kind of stuff? Or is it just purely?
I think the pro might.
It sounds like it probably would.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, what's the point?
But it's nice because you can set different intervals. Your work interval tends to last for up to about 60 minutes. And then you can set how long your breaks are and how long you want a long break, so like for lunch, but how many intervals you can have up until you get to that point.
Cool.
And it just keeps track throughout the day. So I thought it was quite handy because I tend to work on one thing for too long when I should actually take a break and walk away.
Getting consumed. That's good.
Yeah.
Good idea. Give you your 5 minute every hour stand-up period and that kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Good pick, mate.
Thank you.
Muller, have you got a cool thing for us? I've kind of jumped on. Do you want me to come back to you?
No, I've got it.
Go for it, mate.
Right. I'll just paste it in. It's an app. We were talking about Apple TV. It's on Apple TV and it's also on iOS. It's free and it just... If you want to while away 20 minutes looking at pointless videos, this is the app for you. Never think.
You can tell you're retired.
I must admit that I was watching it on the Apple TV open mouth, some of the rubbish that was on there, but but it's free, and you do come across some stuff on there. You just think, and it's all curated by humans. Apparently, it's not just. Well, they say that, whether it is or not is another thing, but they claim to be curated videos. So, it's worth a try.
Just how crap are these?
There's different channels. I've looked at some channels there. Some of the channels are better than others. The gamer channel's all right because they go into some of the games and you watch people play them better than you can.
Ellis will be into that then.
Yeah.
What's this best of? Is this really a best of app from 2018?
I don't know. I mean, there is something called Learn work. Something. I mean, I haven't.
It's got 4.5 stars, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's some interesting stuff in there. There's loads of dog and cat videos if you're into those. I didn't say it was a good one. I just said it was free.
Infrequent free. Mild horror fear and themes. Infrequent alcohol, tobacco and drug use. Infrequent mild simulated gambling. Infrequent mild realistic violence. Infrequent mild medical treatment information. Medical, what is that under warning? Unless it's proctology or something like that. Infrequent mild mature suggestive themes. But hey, infrequent mild profanity or crude humour. It sounds like more a carry-on film at the moment. Infrequent mild sexual content and nudity. How can you have mild...
Does it involve any oxes?
No, mild nudity. Is that clothed?
I think it's...
An infrequent mild cartoon and fantasy violence.
Well, that comes from the game stuff.
Simply because it's video content, like anybody has.
Muller, you know how to pick an app, mate. Well done, mate.
Well, if you try it and don't like it, you delete it, don't you? It's on your Apple TV, so the kids...
And it's free.
Well, it's free, yeah.
There's no in-app purchases either, is it?
No, it's free.
It's free shit.
100% free. I ain't costing you anything.
Good man. Like that. You redeemed yourself.
Free.
Like free. Patrice, what have you got for us, dude?
Since I'm like moving into a new house, I have to buy a lot of crap because like I didn't have much. So I'm going to start with the TV I bought, which is a really, really cool one. I know Vizio is not available in Europe, so I'm, as far as I know at least. So I'm sorry. It's definitely in Canada, in the US.
mate, before you say another word, I've just clicked on your link and it's got coming soon.
Oh, no, that's the second link you click. That's something else.
So, oh, right. I thought you were saying that it was...
The first one is the TV. The second one is something I want to talk about. Why I bought this one. So the name is stupid, as most TVs are. It's the Vizio P-Series Quantum 65-inch PQ65F1.
That's got coming soon as well, mate. They're both coming soon.
TV you can... At least I can... I bought it, so I have it. So
yeah, no, I don't mean it's like... I wasn't talking about your delivery options, mate. I'm talking about the website has said coming soon.
Coming soon,
I appreciate you have the TV.
That's because it's detected us as UK.
Because we're UK, yeah.
The coming soon part is probably the whole Apple HomeKit /... HomeKit and Apple and AirPlay support, because I mean that was announced. And the cool thing about Vizio is, in like, comparison to LG, Vizio is going to roll that out to existing TVs. So if you bought a, what's it called, Smart Q, I think, TV from I think the last 2 years, then a Smart Cast, that's what it's called, that's their smart system, it will be rolled out with a software update. You can sign up for the beta. I haven't gotten any response yet, but they said they would reach out once it's available. But it's, as I said, certain TVs, if they're smart cast enabled, will get it even if you bought it in the last year or two. LG actually, they said 2019 TVs only. So
it's geo-locked, mate. That's it. It won't even let me put it in.
Okay.
It just defaults to the coming soon.
Okay, so that might be in the UK. As I said, I bought the TV here, and as I said, HomeKit support is definitely not here yet. But the TV is brilliant. I mean, it is massive. It's 65 inches. It has a really great screen. I tested it. I can all reviews I found. It's like one of the highest rated ones, at least in that price category. I mean, you could pay way more and probably get like I can get an OLED TV that's probably a little slightly better. But on the standard TVs, this is 4K. It has a great screen. The software actually is pretty good. I was surprised. Like, usually software sucks, like TV software. This one is actually pretty good, so I'm fairly happy with it. The sound is okay. Like, it's not great, so I'm gonna get a soundbar.
Excellent.
But it is okay. Like, for a TV, it's actually pretty decent.
And that was your other link, was a soundbar, wasn't it?
No, the other link is just the Apple site. So I posted the link to the TV, that's the first one, and then just to the Apple information about like the Apple partnership and what's coming, so, which is really cool. I mean, you get HomeKit support, so you can turn on and off the TV and probably also change, like, I don't know, volume or whatever. You can use Siri to control your TV, which is really cool, even on the HomePod. So there are some things that are really cool that are still coming, but it says coming this summer, so it's definitely not here yet.
Cool. Good pick, mate, if you want a 65-inch TV and you live in America.
America or Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yes, Canada can get it.
Sorry if I was interrupting someone's gaming there. Was that you, Greeny?
No, not me.
All right. Have you got a cool thing for us, Monsieur Green?
Well, as we talk, actually, it might have been me. I've just downloaded a Corel Draw. I've got it.
Have you just paid 20 quid for Corel Draw, 30 quid or whatever it is?
You can get 2 weeks free. Then it's very similar to the other thing, Photoshop. It's $18.99, or you can pay about 180 quid for a year. And now I just having a look, will it open? So if I go to, say, documents, and I've got a folder called British Mac.
You're opening your Corel files from 1985, aren't you?
And will it open anything? Yeah. Will it?
Greeny.
It's geo-locked to Canada, isn't it?
You wanker. Come on here, fuck up my show and give me editing to do this weekend that I haven't got time to do, you bastard.
It doesn't seem to open PSDs. Anyway, so there we go. I'll have a play with that, and I'll give you a review the next time I'm back on.
1 hour, 6 minutes, multiple.
Yeah, only one from me. There was only a single one.
Yeah.
And it didn't last very long, and they never do.
No.
Corel Draw. My particular pick.
I thought that was it. Sorry, man.
No. It's not that. I was just sort of.
On me podcast, giving me editing, and it wasn't even your freaking pick.
Well, no, I got bored by Patrice's pick about that I can only use it if I live in Canada or Australia or something. And, okay. So I thought, well, I'll use this time to install Corel Draw because I don't live in Australia or Canada or wherever.
America.
But where I do live, this is totally free, and it's called, we talk about time, the actual app is called Killing Time, and it's available on I think it's rivertext.org. It's by the same chap who does If Monks Had Macs. And I do run If Monks Had Macs under Sheepshaver running OS 9. And I like that. It's good. But Killing Time is... It's pretty much like Patience, but a really beautiful version. So all the illustrations on the cards are from their sort of woodcuts from what sort of time am I guessing? Sort of medieval anyway. Woodcuts, absolutely glorious, and each woodcut. Has the image of the Grim Reaper in it, and it reminds me very much. I was very incredibly lucky to spend some time with Jim in Rome, and it's pretty much exactly the same sort of imagery. There's the Museum of Death, and it uses the same sort of imagery. It's terrific, absolutely free, runs on whatever the latest version of OS 10 is, which I can't remember. I do get confused because they keep releasing them, but they all look exactly the same.
I almost expected you to say runs on an Amiga or something, like something really old.
Well, I'm running... I hate to say it. I am running Windows on this Mac, but I'm running it under VirtualBox so I can run my Cyan emulator. And inside the Cyan emulator... I'm running a Spectrum emulator. I'm running the Mac, then an emulator on top of it, and then an emulator inside it. So an emulator on an emulator, which I think I sort of deserve a prize for that.
Why don't you just write a progressive web app for it?
Yes, well, I'm telling you, progressive web apps are the future. These dedicated apps for iOS or Android or whatever, Their day is done. Progressive web apps. You know I'm right. You wouldn't have remembered that if you didn't know I was right. Come on, Rankin, admit it.
And you were bored at fucking Patrice's pick. Jesus Christ.
So and my pick is Killing Time. It's available for free, and it really is a great way of killing time.
Excellent, mate. You killed that time. Jesus, stone dead, mate. That's like you've taken an elephant gun to that.
Shut up. Oh,
the hippo.
Boom. Got it, Ginger. My cool thing is AR airplanes. It's an augmented reality application for your iPhone or iPad. And so if you're into like flying remote control planes and stuff like that, then there's two planes on there that you can get, and you can add some more to it. There's a really agile, fast one, which isn't very fast actually, which is a bit disappointing. But you can get a jet plane on there, and there's a biplane, and it's just you just pilot it like it's a remote control plane around your room, or you can go out in the field. It's better when it's in the field because it you get a better sense of speed. Then it feels like it's moving faster. But you can turn smoke on, and you can change the rudder angles and that kind of stuff. And it's like having a little remote control simulator, and it's free. There you go, not to be outdone by Muller. Where can we get a hold of you, Howard? Now you need a few followers on Twitter, don't you, mate?
Yeah, I'm probably going to get loads now.
Everyone needs to follow Howard.
I am on Twitter at Howie A, H-A-W-I-E-A. And I suppose I can say I'm in the Slack room as well.
Now you're in the Slack room as well. Yep.
Yeah.
You can, you'll be in the Doctor Who room in a minute when I start that.
Yeah, the sci-fi room.
Are we going? So you're backing away from the Doctor and going for the sci-fi?
No, I'm for the Doctor, but I think we should call it the sci-fi because Star Trek, Star Wars, all of them can fit in.
The Orville. Can go in
the
there
Orville,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the Orville. It's really cool. Excellent, mate. Fantastic having you on. You're back on Big, aren't you, later?
Yes, I am.
Yes. And it reminds me, actually, that we haven't done anything with reviews for a while. So we used to have a script that we could run that would scrape all the reviews off iTunes and present them in a single folder for us so that I could read them out and get them from all over the world without having to worry. I'm going to have to ask Patrice nicely if he can do something along those lines because we've lost that script. But we need all our reviews refreshing. So if you've given us a review, thank you very much. Please go back and refresh it, and I'll read it out as we go through. And if you haven't given us a review before, then please do give us one. And if you doesn't matter what you write, you give the review that you want, and I'll read them all out. Absolutely every new review that comes, I will read it out. So regardless of what it says and whether it upsets Greeny or not.
Dave. Mine were the best.
Yours?
Yeah, they're going to say all sorts of lovely things about me.
Okay. Yes, they did, Greeny. They all said they were lovely. Yeah. Fine. Where can we get a hold of you? Reviews. Please do reviews. Muller, where can we get a hold of you, mate?
Muller Biker on Twitter. In the Slack room, Muller 999 on Instagram.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much for coming along. Patrice, where would you be?
As always, everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Thank you, mate. And last, but by no means least, Greeny Boy, where would everyone get you?
Well, up until this morning, until I completely screwed up my RSS feed, you could have been on mat.com. I hand-coded
it's
my
still there somewhere, mate. You just need to start it again. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
I've uploaded the RSS feed. It was there this morning. I was doing really well. I was sort of, I don't know. I was up to about 20 or something ridiculous in the charts. But then I decided to move server and hand-code the RSS feed, you know, the XML file.
Hand-code. That's
that's a pretty thing.
He must have spilled Oxtail soup on it.
Greeny's handcrafted code.
Yeah, it's not. It's not worked out for me. I'm sure it'll appear again. So if you want an insightful and intelligent insight into the world of Apple computers from a sort of British perspective, then if you do an iTunes search in the podcast a bit for British Mac, you'll get nowhere at the moment.
I was going to say, are you keeping it offline then if you want insight? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll get nothing. And if you want to follow an idiot on Twitter, then if you follow British Mac, that bit's still working. And if anybody can give me a hand with sorting this out, because I don't know what I've done, I would be very grateful.
You need to learn the magic word that I do.
The please.
Please. Andy. Trees. Andy.
Well, I really don't. I mean, I thought it looked really good. I thought what I'd done. So what I did is. So,
hang on, we've only got an hour. Go on. What time do you have to leave? You have to. You have to leave 15 minutes ago.
Something like that, but it won't be long.
No, 15 minutes is not long. 15 minutes ago is not long, mate.
I really tried my best with this bloody thing, and I hand-coded it, and I thought I was really chuffed in myself, and I got the anyway, I'm just fed up.
Greenie's small batch artisan code. We have a title.
But I just wrote a nice letter to iTunes saying, will you put my thing in there, please? But as far as a coding thing, that doesn't seem to work, so I think I must need to use some of other characters. But it's so random, isn't it? The whole programming thing. Just
from you. From you. From you. From those lips. Random. Jesus Christ.
Well, I it's not up and running yet, but it will be, I'm sure. It's just one of those things you have to...
Elmug, if you're listening, run. Run.
Shut up. I'm looking to get promoted to become... president or something, right.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We'll be back again with the big show a bit later on. Greeny's not on it, don't worry, because he left 15 minutes ago. I was on it though. Patrice is on it. Muller's on it. Yep. I'm on it. Chris Ashley's probably coming, I think, and Jeff's not. So, and Atlee's coming. So it should be a fun show, mate. See you a bit later on, and have a great weekend. And really, thanks for listening. Really. No, really. Are you coming back for Big Show Greeny or not?
No, I've got to run now. It's my nephew's birthday party at the White Hart. So that's only been, it's only about a 10-minute walk. But let me just find the. But no, thing is, I've got a present, but I haven't wrapped it.
Is that the watch?
How old is he?
Yeah,
watch. Is it the watch? Oh, girl, you're going to fit right in.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about that. I'm not, because you'll take the piss. So I'm not taking the piss.
She's only just met you and she's got you good.
Well,
all right.
Well, I'm not talking about it.